KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear, 11 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high around 29 and winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Some good news and a little bad news was announced during Wednesday's City Council meeting here in Atlantic with regard to electric and water usage rates. Atlantic Municipal Utilities General Manager Steve Chepkes told the council, the good news is that there will be no increase in electric rates for next year. The last increase was 3% in 2015. He said also that a rate survey by the National Public Power Association shows that out of the 183 electric utilities in Iowa, there are only 7 communities with residential electric rates lower than Atlantic's 8.6 cents per kilowatt hour. Only 7 has a lower average rate. On the commercial side, only 6 utilities have a lower rate, and for industrial side utilities, only 4 utilities have a lower rate than Atlantic.
Then on the water side, we are budgeting a 3% water rate increase. And we'll have a public hearing on that in our next regular board meeting. And then if that all goes through as planned, that 3% rate increase would take effect starting with billings after February 1st. For a typical residential, an average residential bill, a 3% increase amounts to about 70 cents a month. So most households should see about a dollar increase a month on average. As a result of that increase.
The increase is necessary, he says, to keep up with the cost of operating the utility. The last increase was 3%, again, 2 years ago. A traffic stop on the 1200 block of Highway 34 at around 3:40 a.m. today resulted in 2 men being arrested on drug charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old Benjamin Parra Moreno and 22-year-old Edward Izell Davis Jr., both of Lenox, were taken into custody. Moreno faces a possession with the intent to deliver marijuana charge. His bond was set at $5,000. Davis Jr. was charged with possession of a controlled substance. His bond at Montgomery County Jail was set at $1,000. Montgomery County K-9 unit assisted in the investigation and eventual arrests. During the course of the traffic stop, over 90 grams of suspected marijuana and a .45-caliber handgun were seized into evidence. In an update to our report yesterday with regard to an ongoing burglary investigation in Fremont County, Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his deputies arrested 32-year-old Justin Michael Evans of Randolph. The man was taken into custody in Hamburg on a valid Fremont County warrant, charging him with conspiracy in connection with the November 28th burglary incident in Farragut. Yesterday, Astrup said 31-year-old Marcus Washington of Clarinda, 36-year-old Alfred Mutchler, and 29-year-old Mindy Irvin, both of Shenandoah, were taken into custody. Washington and Mutchler were charged with burglary in the third degree. Irvin was charged with conspiracy, and they were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $5,000 cash bonds only. Additional information was being gathered, and additional arrests are possible as this latest one with Justin Evans as the investigation continues. Shenandoah Police, as well as Sheriff's Deputies Montgomery and Page Counties, are assisting in that investigation. The driver of a car that went out of control and rolled over in Mills County Wednesday afternoon was injured but refused transport to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol says 33-year-old Jerkug Den of Omaha was traveling north on Interstate 29 around 4:37 p.m. when his 2005 Mazda went from the right to the left lane in order to get around another vehicle. The Mazda then went out of control, left the road to the right, and rolled to the east ditch before coming to rest on its top. Deng, who was wearing a seatbelt, told authorities he had earlier changed a flat tire and was using one of those small spare donut-type tires to drive on when the accident occurred. He was treated at the scene for minor injuries. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources received a report from manure applicator Nice Incorporated late Tuesday of a manure tanker tipping over near a ditch near Willie, Iowa, in Carroll County. DNR staff investigated the incident late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Upon investigation, they said it was observed that manure spilled onto the road. Some manure reached the Willie branch of creek, and berms were quickly constructed to stop the flow into the ditch, and the equipment was used to clean up the remaining manure on the road. The amount of the manure spilled is unknown. Water samples were collected and submitted for analysis. The manure was being hauled from the Matt Galing confinement and land applied by Nice Incorporated. The investigation is ongoing and further enforcement may be considered. And finally in the news, Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa at half staff from sunrise today to sunset in honor, of course, of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Flags will be at half staff at the State Capitol building and on flag displays in the Capitol complex. They'll also be on half staff at all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. In the funeral announcements, Patrick Douglas Farmer, age 45, of Granger, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Patrick Farmer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Dorothea Catherine Paulson, age 98, of Eldridge, died December 1st. Funeral services for Dorothea Paulson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Russell Liddell, age 90, of Red Oak and formerly of Elliott, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Funeral services for Russell Liddell will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church in Griswold. Rican Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Clarence Boswell, age 92, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Clarence Boswell will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning is in charge of the arrangements. Dale Edwards, age 93, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dale Edwards will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Arnold Carney, age 71, of Oakland, died Wednesday at his home. A graveside service for Arnold Carney will be on Saturday, beginning at 2 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Rican V Funeral Home of Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.